Biologist Zach Felix is standing at the top of a hill which is covered in kudzu and thorny wild raspberry bushes. He's listening to a radio signal that's coming from a snake.
So I'm getting the strongest signal in this direction.
Felix is a professor at Reinhardt University in Cherokee County, trying to learn more about the mysterious lives of pine snakes. He's surgically implanted tiny radio transmitters into wild snakes so that when he releases them, he can find them again.
So now I know she's very close to the edge of this kudzu patch.
The beeps from the snake are louder when Felix aims an antenna in the right direction.
And now I'm just going to kind of bushwhack in here. And look, there's a lot of places a snake could hide right here, isn't there?
Including under our feet. Some pine snakes dig long tunnels underground. Other things about them, they're long, mostly black and tan or yellow. Sometimes people confuse them for rattlesnakes, but pine snakes don't have rattles, and they're not venomous. They make a sort of hissing sound sometimes. Here's a clip of that from YouTube. So that all seems like a good amount of information about this animal, but ask Brian Hudson, a grad student at Georgia College and State University, and he'll say there are serious gaps. Actually, he'll say we don't know anything.
How do you have a major predator, a big charismatic animal that makes this crazy audible noise that we don't know about? And the answer is really simple, it's just rare.
Hudson works with Felix on what they call Project Pine Snake. He says no one knows exactly what they eat, where they live, or how many of them there are, though he does think that the snakes are rarer than they used to be.
People, they think conservation and wildlife, and they think exotic places. You know, they think panda bears, they think whales, they think polar bears, okay? But we're essentially 45 minutes from Atlanta, right here.
They think part of the reason the snakes are rarer now is that a lot of this area used to be farmland, but it's been developed and there are more roads. Zach Felix.
A 6-foot-long snake on the road is just mincemeat. People will go way out of their way to just peg them right in the head, you know, maybe then back up, run over it a few times, get out, cut the skin off.
The scientists are asking people to consider maybe not running over snakes in the road, and they'd like people to let them know when they see a pine snake to get a better grasp on where the snakes live. They're also working with people who have already found a pine snake on their property, like Dr. Austin Flynn. He leads a caravan of off-road vehicles up and down steep dirt roads, winding through former farmland, to show his property to the snake scientists and representatives from Georgia's Department of Natural Resources. Flint found a pine snake here for the first time just a couple years ago.
It's a big, beautiful animal. It was about 5 or 6 feet long, and I was so excited about it.
Flint's invited the DNR here because he's interested in restoring this land, and the DNR might help him because the pine snake is on Georgia's list of high priority animals. It's not endangered yet, and the state wants to keep it that way. As for the pine snake we were looking for in the kudzu, we never saw her that day. She must have been hiding out underground. Molly Samuel, WABE News.